And on this round table, it's us, the Musers. For the 25th anniversary of this station, the P1s voted on the top moments in ticket history, the most memorable moments, the most memorable shows, the most memorable happenings. And over the course of our 25th anniversary this year, we have been talking about all of these, and we've done roundtables with the other shows, and they've done tables with the other shows, and we've discussed everything that the P1s have voted on. But now as we approach our 26th birthday, we're almost there, we thought we would talk about the number one moment in ticket history as voted by the P1s. And there's no doubt it's the most memorable morning for us here on this program, because the most memorable historic event that has happened in the last 30 or 40 years happened while we were on the air, and it was the September 11th attacks, and today is the 18th anniversary of 9/11.
And we just tried to go through the morning like everybody else, trying to figure out what was going on at that time. As you'll hear in this first audio clip that we'll play here in just a second, we always have television monitors on. And back then, I think we leaned on those even more than we do now, because I don't think we had nearly the access to stories on the internet back then like we do now. And so we always had Good Morning America on, and we noticed something had gone terribly wrong in New York, and that's where we first saw, just like a lot of Americans who were at home, but all the P1s who were driving in heard this when we first saw that something had gone terribly wrong.
Shout out to Big Lydell. You have no idea how happy you made me as a Sooner fan.
Had a big touchdown in their national championship game.
Yep. Yeah, he was part of that 85 national championship team.
What the heck's going on at the World Trade Center?
Is this live?
Good God. What is that? Smoke billowing out of the top 10 or 20 stories of the World Trade Center like they had an explosion.
Is that
there.
Some kind of... Is it footage? Or is that real?
It says live.
It's live.
It's live. It's happening as you're seeing it.
Good Lord.
Wow,
I mean,
they had an explosion.
Like,
that's surreal.
And it's at the top of the World Trade Center.
It's probably about 30 or 40 windows blown out.
And with billows of smoke that you can see in this picture all the way across the river.
It looks like a towering inferno, like that movie. It looks like a plane went into the side of it. I don't think that's what happened, but that's what it looks like.
Right.
Like there's something crashed right into the side of the World Trade Center.
They said it was 110 stories, the World Trade Center, so this is obviously up there around the 70th floor, somewhere around there.
Why don't you listen, Fernando, and tell us if they figure out what causes this.
Incredible.
Is it a fire or just an explosion?
Yeah, so there we thought maybe it was an accident. Maybe it was a smaller plane. Very observant on your part to say that looks like a plane went into the side of the building. But we couldn't wrap our head around that. A plane going into the side of a building. Wouldn't that take off like the whole top of the building?
And if it was a plane, it was clearly an accident, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
So you're thinking private plane. You're not thinking of a jet would not make that mistake.
Right.
All right. And then we see more damage as the rest of America started to tune in, and we saw the second plane.
You know what? Anybody above that, the 10 or 20 floors above that plane crash, there's probably no hope of getting out of there.
You imagine the panic you'd be in if you're above that.
Look at that. Whoa.
What is that?
A big fireball came shooting out.
No, they're getting another explosion.
Another plane just hit.
Another plane just hit.
Another plane just hit.
That just exploded.
It's ABC News again.
Another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of view.
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen.
This would make you think it's terrorist.
This looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
I just saw it come right in from the right side and just slam right.
So it didn't come in from the smoky side, which would make you think that it could be accidental.
We're going to give you a replay of what we just saw.
There's nothing accidental about that.
Put on TV.
Fire equipment coming in or some sort of observation plane.
A second plane has hit the World Trade Center.
But it was obviously designed to attack the World Trade Center. We're going to show you that. Here's a replay of the videotape.
Sticks on 5.
In a second, that looks like a good size.
That was a big plane.
Came in and hit the World Trade Center.
Is there any way that could have been an accident?
So this is obviously
no way. That was awfully low flying too.
Oh my God! This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Attack against one of the towers of the World Trade Center underway.
We had seen a plane coming in from the other direction earlier. I'd noticed it. Had you, Charlie? I didn't know if it was that plane.
This is
that
no
then
a,
wide and
this
came
is no military
other.
Operation. I do imagine.
Yeah, this looks like it's a deliberate attack on the United States. This is the worst terrorism we've probably ever experienced outside of the Timothy McVeigh thing, and this may be foreign in nature with what's going on in the Middle East, but that's, of course, pure speculation on my part. But wow, two planes look like they intentionally hit the World Trade Center up top, and was the second one hit the other tower, correct?
I couldn't tell.
Yes,
I think
it did. I flipped over to NBC here and just saw a huge hole in the side of that building.
Right.
All right, we'll give you some more details on this. And
here comes my goodness. Gosh. That is a large jet. That is huge.
That's unbelievable. Holy cow.
Huh.
That's the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's tough to listen back to that.
Timeline on that, the first plane hit at 8:03 our time, and the second plane hit at 8:37 our time. And
when did we talk to Jerry? Weren't we talking to Jerry?
Wait, I'm sorry.
These?
I'm sorry. I messed that up. First plane at 7:46 our time, second plane at 8:03, third plane that hit the Pentagon at 8:37.
Okay.
That was all central time.
Yeah, I remember that we actually did visit with Jerry and then let him go but Fernando says we never talked to him. That was supposed to be our Tuesday morning visit. That's the way I remember
it. I had that weird memory, too.
I thought we had him on the air, too. You're sure we didn't have him on?
Well, I don't have any memory of having him on. No, I remember talking to him, and I thought we decided not to do it because of the first crash.
No, I think we did.
I thought we had him on for his normal 7:55 visit, which would have been a couple of minutes after the first plane, but we didn't know it was terrorism at that point. We thought it was an explosion or an accident, so we had him on. Then I think when it all started to unfold, then we got rid of him, right?
That's the way I remember it, and said, Jerry, we think there's maybe a second plane, and we'll catch up with you. He was supposed to go to New York that day for NFL owners' meetings on a private jet. And then, then the aftermath after that and watching those things just burn, and then something happened that we didn't foresee, at least I didn't, the collapse of both towers. And I do remember that morning turning to you and saying, did we just see 20,000 people die?
By the way, we did have Jerry on, and we have a little bit of the audio from that morning.
Mm. Okay.
You joined us on a morning where it appears our country's been attacked, maybe the worst terrorism act ever.
Terrible.
Just awful what's going on in New York City.
Matter of fact, I'm on my way to New York City.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. We've got a meeting up there this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. I know that these things have been addressed before by your league. There's always paranoia that a major sporting event will be terrorized. How big a fear is that? And are you like the rest of us? You kind of, I don't know, grow comfortable because there hasn't been an attack in a while, and you know, maybe you just kind of go through your everyday routine and don't think much about it, or do you?
I'd say we're pretty comfortable, and whether or not that's good or bad, we, as you know, we have significant security at all NFL stadiums, and have done many things to discourage and prevent any type of weapons coming into the stadium. But any time you have visibility, that concerns you.
Okay, so now as I think about it, the timeline must have been first plane, second plane, then we had him on probably around 8:15, probably 10 minutes after the second plane. But I don't recall that we kept him on for that long. I think we talked about this, and then we let him go, and we started talking more about what was unfolding in front of us. Timeline on the towers collapsing that you mentioned, the first one, 8:59 our time. And then the second one collapsed at 9:28 our time. And as I'm listening to this audio, I'm going back and I'm trying to remember what was going through my mind. And I remember when the second plane hit and you heard the audio and I said, could that have been an accident? It was like the concept of these planes being hijacked and flown into buildings was still so foreign to us that we couldn't figure out. I remember thinking, I wonder if there's a problem with the radar and air traffic control. and it's sending these with the instrumentation, and it's sending these planes into these buildings, and they can't control it. I couldn't understand what their plan was, and it took a while, I think, before it may have taken hours that morning before we all realized that this was a concerted effort and a plan that had been in place for a long time.
And at that time, we thought there were going to be 20,000 people killed in this. And it was shocking when we found out that so few people were killed compared to what we thought were going to be killed in this. 2,753 people killed in Lower Manhattan. And then you had of those who perished in the initial attacks and subsequent collapses of the towers, 343 were New York City firefighters. 343 firefighters, 23 New York cops, 37 were officers at the Port Authority. And then, of course, you had 100, I think it was 100 and some odd, 75 killed at the Pentagon, and then 40 passengers and crew members killed on United 93 that crashed into that field in Shanksville. 184 people at the Pentagon.
I also remember mass confusion in my mind when I saw the first tower collapse. Like, I wasn't thinking that that was a possibility at all. And I couldn't comprehend what was going on. What made that collapse? I didn't understand it.
I think I was expecting it to collapse.
Really?
Yeah. Do we have audio of the building collapses? I don't know if we preserve that for posterity or not. We're kind of up against it here. But, yeah, I remember expecting those things to collapse, seeing that much damage and it burning.
Yeah, I just remember just the whole morning just trying to put our mind around, like you mentioned, Junior, what is this? How did they do this? And then what next? And there was paranoia around the country of, remember the Sears Tower was evacuated in Chicago? Are there other planes? Are we going to get hit here in Dallas? They had to get all these planes on the ground, keep some of them from taking off. And
I remember looking out our windows at our studio at the time thinking, I think all buildings are kind of vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it's about to happen.
Very close to Love Field.
They evacuated our World Trade Center. They were evacuating all the World Trade Centers in all the big towns around the country. And as that morning moved on, and I remember it was the eeriest day of all of our lives because everything shut down. Everybody went home. There were no planes flying, and we all sat in front of the TV for 36 straight hours, and we just watched, and we couldn't get enough information and details. We were at war. We had been attacked before on our soil, Pearl Harbor, but not like this, not in the lower 48. We'd never been attacked by a foreign entity before in this country, in the lower 48. And we weren't sure how to handle it. And we weren't sure what it was going to change going forward. Were these kind of attacks going to happen weekly now? Daily? We didn't know.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what life was going to be like. And at the time, the ticket had been on the air for, 7 years? And it was the first time that for, the next week, we got serious. And we didn't joke. And we talked about this. It may have gone 2 weeks before we
went two,
before we got back to joking and before we felt okay talking sports again. And I remember the Observer did that article. It was the day the ticket grew up. And I think the P1s kind of grew up with us, and in a way, they felt like, okay, this is also the place I can go for something really, really serious. And I think all of us discovered that maybe we could handle a serious story, too, and it's not just all going to be fake Jerry and fart jokes and things like that. It was a really, really monumental day. I can see why the P1s voted it the most memorable.
And still here, 18 years later, Our military, our government has done an amazing job of preventing something like this or even close to this happening again. Because, like you said, I thought we were headed for this happening on a monthly basis, that we were just in a whole new world. In a lot of ways, we have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the time, it did kind of seem like it because we had the anthrax scare that started right after that. The first anthrax letters were mailed on September 18th. And then by early October was when people were getting those anthrax letters and being and people were dying as a result of it. Yeah. So we thought that was part of the terrorism effort from a foreign entity at the time. And then you had the plane crash in New York that happened in, I think it was November 18th, that another American Airlines plane crashed, killing close to 300 people in that one.
Yeah.
and that turned out to be just be an accident.
Right.
But
we were convinced.
But that, in those first couple months, 9/11 proved that anything could happen.
Yeah.
And everything seemed plausible after that.
Yes. Like the Kennedy assassination was the moment where that generation remembered where they were, who they were with, what they were doing at the time they heard the news. 9/11's this generation's moment. Now, people who are 20 years old or younger, they have no memory of it, which is hard to believe.
Yeah, now you have kids going to college who did not experience this.
It's crazy to think that. But, you know, 25 to 75, that generation, we all know where we were in our 25th anniversary at Ticket Stock this year. I can't tell you how many P1s came up and mentioned 9/11. I was driving to work that morning, or I was getting the kids ready for school that morning, or whatever it was, and I was listening to you guys, and they'll always associate this show with that moment.
Yeah, and I always ask them, please don't do that.
Right. I know.
Don't connect us to 9/11 all the time. But I understand what they mean. Yep, 18 years ago.
The most memorable moment in ticket history as voted by the P1s, the 25th anniversary roundtable about 9/11 here on the 18th anniversary of that event.